DJW, KN4, VWA.
KN4, VWA, W4DJW.
I'm sorry about earlier. That was a business call I came in, I had to take. Is there any chance that you have a black? You know your fuselage on a Bloody Wonder? The back half that goes out towards the elevator? Is there any chance you've got one of those in black?
I'm pretty sure I've probably got a dozen of them. I'm going to go check and see. I'll be right back. Give me about a minute. W4DJW. Okay, I'm back. Yeah, I got two stacks like that I just sent you. There's one, two, three, four, five in a stack, so two stacks, so I got 10 of them.
A long day and stupid here, made a mistake. It's not the back one. I need the one that has the firewall in black for the engine mount.
All right, let me go check on that one. I'll be right back. Give me another minute. Yeah, I got one of those in black and two of them in white. You're welcome to them because my next one's going to be a little bit deeper than that.
Boss, I need that black one. I just sent you a photograph, okay? Take a look at that photograph on your text.
I'm looking at it now.
The ripple on the top of the fuselage, right behind the motor.
I see it, yeah.
Pin in the box in the two hole positions towards the front. I think that is a perfectly flyable airframe. And if I put a black fuselage motor mount box under it, then I'll have the opposite contrast. I'll have a white plane with a black fuselage insert on the bottom side. So I may just put me a couple of them together here.
It's always good to have a backup. How are you going to get that wing off of that one? Because I have the same situation. I have one that's got a crumpled up front end. The one that I flew out at your house with that Spectrum receiver in it, that as soon as it got 30 or 40 feet away from me, that was that one. I got the same. How you plan on getting that wing off of there?
That same white fuselage piece, that little bit of wrinkle is a compression, not a bend. And if I put a small reinforcement underneath where the vent hole is going from front to back, I think it'll be just fine. Because right now it's just as stiff as it can be. All I need is a good motor mount box.
Now that's the swappable. That's the, I forget what they call that on the swappables, but that's the power train portion, whatever it is, whatever they call that. So this, yeah, the swappable series is based on that piece that you're talking about. You only building one of those and you're building a dozen airplanes. So yeah, that should work, but I don't know about that wrinkled up front end because it looks like you're getting some separation from the foam and the paper. I don't know how you fix that.
I'm going to give it my best shot anyhow, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a popsicle stick reinforcement on the top of the fuselage to stiffen it, just a narrow one on each side of the vent hole, and that will help hold it straight, and I'll hot glue it, and that will reinforce it dramatically, and that'll hold it straight. You know, hey, I should be all set. So if you've got that portion that takes the actual motor mount, man, I'm off to the races with two of them.
Well, I'll bring you both pieces when we go out to the airfield tomorrow, and you can, unless you want it tonight, I'll bring them both out there tomorrow, the top and the bottom piece. And if you change your mind and you plan on finding a way to separate that wing from that fuselage and you want a straight one that doesn't have any separation between the paper and the foam, you can just use the black one. But it's up to you. I'll bring them with me, though, if you want me to.
I think I'm good with that. So, yeah, man, I'm off to the races. I only have one motor to mount, So I'm hoping I'm going to just have this one as a spare in abeyance, just in case. You know how I am. Bomb them, strafe them, and then fall on them.
So you want it tonight, or you want to wait till tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow's fine. I'm just glad you got one. So that's going to put me with two. I really believe that's going to put me with two airworthy Buddy Wonders. Now I'm actually wondering whether I ought to sell that stupid DX8E or not.
Why? Because you need another receiver for the Free Sky? That'd be worth it. Get one. Find a cheaper receiver than that one that we found, than that six channel. You just need three channels, elevator, rudder. Elevator, rudder, and throttle is all you need. Elevator, aileron, and throttle.
That is true. Well, the only problem is, you know, most all of that stuff now for the Free Sky is ACCST instead of ACCES. I've been looking around, and that stuff's a little bit harder to get.
No, I did too. I didn't give it a really hard look, but I did look for some, and the six channel was cheap enough, so I got a couple of those. But those are small too. Those are tiny, they work good. They're only $34. That'd be the most expensive part on the airplane, would be the receiver, and I think you can stabilize that one, can't you?
Size receivers.
So then what's the incentive to keep the Spectrum radio?
Throw at it whenever it fails.
Well, sell that and you can buy 50 receivers. Or not 50, but 10. 10 receivers.
Right. All right, well, good enough. Well, listen, I should be clear by about 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And I should be good to go, boss. So that's what I'm going to be working towards, and I've got all my batteries in there charging up right now. I should be ready to go, and nothing flat.
All right. Well, I got my flight plans all made for tomorrow, and it's loaded into the flight controller, and I've got maps so I can see it as it moves around on the screen of the transmitter and in the flight and the ground station. So see maps in two places, plus you can see out the cockpit window with the ground station monitor. So we're in good shape there. I'm working on antenna mounts for the 2 gigahertz and the 900 megahertz. When I put that receiver in there, that Free Sky, I just laid those 2.4 gigahertz down along the side of the fuselage and put the 900 megahertz underneath of it, perpendicular to it, and that's not good enough. They deserve a special mount. So I'm working on some mounts that will hold them up in the air, up off of the fuselage, up where all the other antennas are, to get them out from around all the noise of the speed controllers and all that stuff. And I don't know that I'll finish that by tomorrow, but I'm getting started on, they're 3D parts, so it's kind of like, if I had a 3D printer, it'd be easier, but I can machine 3D parts as well.
For ladies' lingerie, shoes, and dresswear. First floor. Oh, you're going to have this thing all multi-deckered out, man. It's going to be something else.
We can't, like you were saying the other day, we can't make parts, kits. It's just the initial design is trapeze on the Black Sheep guy. The founder of Black Sheep, Trappy's name goes by. But that doesn't mean you can't make, you know, something that's a little bit different. It's a little bit longer, a little bit wider. It flies a little bit better because they've got better separation between the front and the back props when it's in forward flight. So it's like perfecting that design. Plus, I got to looking it up on eBay. Those are selling on eBay now for about a third what they cost originally. So there's not very many people using those since DJI come out with all their equipment. But DJI is like super expensive now. So this is still a good alternative if you don't want to invest a few thousand dollars in every multirotor.
Cost to build versus the, well, I don't know. I guess they've got you know, their design and proving time in there, but man, they're making some serious profit.
Several thousand times the cost, the initial cost, not of the first one, but of the subsequent, after, you know, automating several thousand times. You're right. They are raking it in. And that's one of the reasons they're putting Futaba and Spectrum to shame. They just blew right past them. So I'm happy for them. That's good.
What is that old saying? Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way.
Dirty, rotten capitalist. That's a good thing. Anyway, I'm getting back. I got to get back to my modeling. I got to get these 3D parts built and get them on the CNC machine, get them cut out.
Yes. Listen close. Did you hear it? I heard it. That's that whip cracking. Get back at it, man. Hey, I will probably ping you tomorrow as soon as I get done and let you know about what time I can actually be at the field. So, all right, get in there and get her done. 73's KN4 VWA. I'm clear.
All right, well, I don't think I have any hard stop tomorrow. Not that I know of, but I'll let you know if I do. I can stop at any time. KM4 VWA, W4DJW, clear.
Steve, hey, Dave, KB4 CBA.
Hey, David, I'm going to let you and Steve pick it up because I'm getting back to my 3D modeling, W4DJW.
Well, KN4 VWA, KB4 CBA.
Pick up a scam call. And waste their time. Hey, they call me and say, "Hello, is this Mr. Wilder?" "Yeah." "Mr. Wilder, we have such and such, such and such for you." "Really?" "Well, we need to do this and this and that and the other. Can we put you on the phone with a supervisor?" "No, I've already bought two." I mess with them.
Acting like you didn't speak English and just start, you know, speaking another language, saying, "Sprechen Sie Deutsch?" You know, was ist los?
Not that far with them, but I tell you what, I told you about that time that a friend of mine got on there and used an improper name, didn't I?